بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فعن أم حميد رضي الله عنها أنها أتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قد علمت أنك تحب الصلاة معي، وإن صلاتك في بيتك خير من صلاتك في حجتك، إلى آخر الحديث، رواه أحمد. سيدة أم حميد رضي الله عنها narrates that she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And other narrations mention the reason that she came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she said that our husbands are telling us not to perform salah with you in Masjid Nabawi. So she came for clarification. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in answer, he replied that definitely, I know that you love performing salah with me, behind me. But the salah in the inner room of your home is more superior than the salah in the outer room of your home. And the salah in the outer room of your home is more superior than the salah somewhere within the complex of your property. And the salah somewhere within the complex of your property is more superior than the salah in your local masjid. And the salah in your local masjid is more superior than the salah in Masjid Nabawi behind me. Now, this is a lengthy hadith, and it discusses that a woman, she came, Umm Humayr radiallahu anha, and she wanted to clarify something. What did she want to clarify? That she loved performing salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid Nabawi. She thought, this is beneficial for me, the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid Nabawi. And but she had heard her husband and other women had heard her husband telling them that, no, you are better off performing salah at home. So she came for clarification. Now, before I go ahead, I should mention that this was in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had given permission for women to come for salah in Masjid Nabawi. But because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given this based on certain conditions. For example, in another hadith where he mentioned that women are allowed to come to a masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the words that وَلْيَخْرُجْنَ وَهُنَّ تَفِلَاتِ. The literal translation of that is that the women who want to come to the masjid, they should come in the state that they are foul smelling. This is what tafilat means. What does this mean? That they should come in the state that not they are attractive, they are the opposite of attractive. If you look at them, you don't want to look at them. Because this was actually the mahol in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That one sahabi, he said, that when the women that would come out for salah, when they would return to their homes, if you were to spot them, you would never be able to recognize who it is. There was a special mahol of purity in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which is why this was allowed. And the ulama mentioned many other wisdoms as well. But because after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, the condition of the ummah, the condition of the purity and haya deteriorated. So, never mind 1400 years later, in the era of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the majority of Sahaba are still alive, the greatest female alim of the ummah, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, she used to say that if my husband, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was alive right now, he would tell women that you no longer perform salah in the masjid. And that is why 150 years later, when the four a'imma of the madhahib, they made the madhahib, then all of them restricted the entry of women into the masjid to some degree. Now, this is not the point of my discussion, but I wish to make this clear. And here I should also mention as well that you and I, because look, now it is the world of social media, so you know what is going on everywhere. So you know what is going on here, you know what is going on there. This person is saying this, that person is saying that. So we, alhamdulillah, we have a deen that through the efforts of our akabir, of the subcontinent, has come. It's a deen that's not, it's not a subcontinent branded deen, it's a sahaba branded deen. It's a deen branded by the aslaf. So we don't need to look at, you know, oh, this place something else is happening. This place something else is happening. If you carry on doing that, you will get confused in every single part of deen. But I wish to come to the point of the hadith. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam In answer, what did he say? In answer, he mentioned to the, bear in mind, this is the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the gathering is nothing but Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr is there, Umar is there, Uthman Ali is there. You cannot imagine that gathering. Right now, if you go to Masjid Nabawi and perform a salah, we feel a difference. We are talking about that era. And what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to her? He mentioned five levels. The inner room of your home. The innermost room of the home. A room which is inside the home, but it's inside. It's one of the inner rooms. Second level, a room inside your home, but it's one of the rooms on the outer portion. Third, somewhere else in the complex of your home, your garden, etc. Fourth, your local masjid. And fifth, Masjid Nabawi. The inner room of your home comes at the top, and Masjid Nabawi is performing salah with me comes at number five. Our deen, when it comes to women, one of the most important things. Look, outside, like I said, outside what is going on can carry on. But in terms of, if we want to know what Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, what our deen tells us is that for women, one of the best qualities is to remain hidden. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting with some male sahaba, Ali radiallahu anhu is the narrator, he says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is the best quality for a woman? So Ali radiallahu anhu says, none of us knew the answer. So we were quiet. So he said, I went home and I asked my wife, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anhu, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this question, what is the best quality for a woman? We didn't have an answer. So Aisha, Fatima radiallahu anhu said, I know the answer. He said, what is it? He said, the best quality is that she doesn't see any man and no man sees her. Ali radiallahu anhu, next time he went back and he said that Fatima radiallahu anhu said this answer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, she is correct. Now, the next question, what lesson does this hadith hold for us as males? This hadith also holds a very important lesson for us. What is that? Let us go back to the situation. Salah behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Masjid Nabawi. No qari has come in this world better than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No person with more spirituality better than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the gathering is full of awliya of the highest caliber. You and I cannot imagine the feeling of performing one salah in there. But deen is not about feelings and enjoyment. Deen is not about what you feel like doing. Deen is about what Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you to do. So this woman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that for women, despite that salah which feels so on a different level, the salah alone in the inner portion of your home is better, is more superior. You and I as well, in deen we need to keep this in mind. Because now we live in an era where people are trying to make deen enjoyable. So within permissible means, keeping in mind what is beneficial, nothing wrong with that. For Taraweeh Salah, we find a Qari who is pious as well, and he reads with a good voice, fine. But you go outside the boundaries of deen just to make deen enjoyable, that let's find someone for Taraweeh Salah who's very enjoyable, even though he doesn't know the masail of Salah, he's not pious, he doesn't have a shara'ibiyah. You will never achieve anything in deen like that. In deen, always keep your focus that I don't want to do what is enjoyable, I want to do what is beneficial. I want to do what Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. And let me end with this. Look at the zeal the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had for this. This woman came with this question. She received this answer. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the narrator of the hadith, he says that after this woman heard this answer, what did she do? She went into the found the innermost and the darkest portion of her home, and she had a special room built there. And after that, no one ever saw her perform salah in Masjid Nabawi. Every single salah until she passed away was performed in that place. You and I as well, let us bring this zeal of following the Sharia at all costs in our lives as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice and listen.